Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My name is Padraig and welcome to The Voice Note, the podcast where I ask and answer some very difficult questions, divulge over your responses and have an absolute scream along the way. You can all relax, I'm back and I'm here with a formal apology. How very dare I leave you all in the depths of January, in what felt like the longest January in the history of Januaries. I truly believed at one point that it was never going to end, and I'm so sorry for doing it to you, but I'm back now and January's almost over and that's all that matters. First of all, I have to say a massive thank you to Fuel Studios on Camden Street in Dublin, who left me into their stunning building to record this ep. And I couldn't have picked two better girls to do it with. I won't even introduce you to them now, because they're going to do that for themselves. But what I will say is what you're about to witness is the birth of a trouble that Una Healy could only dream of. So with that, sit back, fasten your seatbelt, you're going to need to, press play and listen to The Voice Note. Have you seen that Una Healy's in a throuble now?
Is she the one from
Saturday? She's in a throuble with a girl and a boy, or what?
Yeah.
A girl and a boy?
Yeah. He's that boxer fella. He's that boxer fella. But anyway, the headline was Una, Dos, Tres.
That is so good.
And I'm like,
Golden
I'm like,
Globe.
What journalism school did you go to? Who was your boss? Ask for a raise.
That is brilliant.
Fucking brilliant.
But that's very similar to first, second, Thursday.
Come here. Listen, honestly now.
Sign me.
We're all rounders.
I was going to say rounders. Una tuna sandwich.
My day she came in on first dates, I said, shoot me in my fat fucking head.
She said that at the bar.
I said that
no,
at the bar.
No, you didn't.
She did, I out did. Loud.
And I had to text the producer and say, if you air that, I'll find your family and I'll kill your kids.
Because you weren't, you didn't, it wasn't.
I was nervous and I was anxious and they left me sitting there for 15-ish
so
minutes.
So it sounded like it's because it was horrible. It's actually because you were like,
I was nervous. Just really, really built up. And I was sitting there and I was talking to myself a bit and I was like, I kept reminding myself, like, oh, like, I'm being filmed. And then I just went, shoot me in my fat fucking head. But I could imagine her walking in and them showing that.
I know, yeah. So They would have.
He didn't.
I was meant to be on it this season as well.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
You'd been great.
Well, no, I was meant to be on it. I just pulled it last minute. That's a lie. I had the phone call, the phone call and stuff. Yeah. I did all that. And then they were like, yeah, like, we're just going to wait now and see if you've got a match. And then they got the match.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah. No, I think they got the match. But I was like, I can't do it. I'm not in the right headspace. I can't do it because I don't want to enter into something with someone and then be like, I can't do it with them. And like, just leave them. Like, I was breaking up with them before I even met them. Which is why I'm still fucking single. Do you know what I mean? And then a couple of weeks later, I was like to my housemates, I was like, I'm after turning down first dates and they're like, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, you should have.
I know, I'd have loved it. Well, no, I think, loved it.
No, listen, it gave me crippling anxiety for a month.
I know that, right? You did it right because you went on together. Yeah, I'll ask more about that in a minute because I'm like, if I had one of my fucking friends to come out with me, we'd have a ball. Now, I'll say one thing. They're good at matching.
They're not. Say that again.
No, actually.
Matching
no,
what?
No.
The curtains
no.
and the drapes?
Yeah. No,
They're good at matching the straights. Most of them are only saying yeah because they're on camera and they've...
Yeah.
We all know, like, this room is like the Ritz, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. Honestly,
for anyone who's listening, we're in Fuel HQ on Camden Street, who very kindly allowed us in to record today because I was like, I can't have two girls in the car. I couldn't bring you into the car.
In the car? Yeah. I'd have gone in the car.
I know, but the thing about it is we couldn't have had a drink because they would have had to drive. That was the problem. Unless we park somewhere.
So then
I was afraid. In fairness, I got on to Connor, a really good friend of mine who works here. He's like, yeah, you can come in and use. They've got a space like dedicated to it. So I was like, brilliant. So then I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to bring in a bottle of Prosecco. So I put them in gift bags. But then I was afraid when you arrived that you thought I had gifts for you, but I didn't, because we're drinking the Prosecco now.
Yeah, cheap prick.
I know, yeah. It turns out then that we were allowed to drink here and he's got a bottle of Prosecco downstairs for us too.
And Ashley brought him as well.
And Ashley bought one.
He let me walk in the door swinging it around. Girls, like,
the thing about it is we're not going to remember leaving. I feel like when I go to edit the podcast, it'd be the first time I heard it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have the fear of God when this comes out.
I'll let you listen to it first. Actually, no.
No, don't.
Right, do you want to have a quick gangbang?
Gangnam Style.
I was going to say a quick gander at my dating app.
Yes.
I'd love to.
You can give me a full scathing review. Do you know what I'm going to do first of all? I'm going to open my Grindr because okay. I feel like if I open my... Because I don't have...
I've never seen Grindr.
Have you not?
Well,
do you have lesbian Grindr?
No such thing.
That's ridiculous.
That I know of.
So this is it now.
What are you into, he said.
You know, it's straight in, no kissing. So like, this is obviously, this person is the person who's closest to us.
This is absolutely
so it's done based
mental.
On like who's
imagine
close
you
by.
Imagine you saw Ross.
That's till the end. But yeah,
and
so
then
that,
some
this
of them are so wholesome. Like, that's definitely someone's dad.
This fella here.
Puggy Bear.
Oh my God, I've heard all about the bears. There's a guy in my job and he's a bear and his boyfriend's a big bear. He's a baby bear and he goes to big...
He goes
to big bear meetups in Manchester and all with all these other bears.
I know, I love gay man stuff though. Like, I like all the gay man culture I really love. Like, I just think it's the best.
Yeah, no, we do it well, don't we? We have a ball. So this is Grindr basically anyway, as I was saying, right?
Okay.
And you can go through whatever. But like, I don't really... Like, I have it for... I'm just nosy.
Oh my God, this guy's basically making his fucking confirmation.
Ah, he's lovely.
I know, but like, when they...
He's only 500 metres away.
He's downstairs.
Babe.
He's fresh.
Like, the person that's closest to us is 13 metres away.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah. They're probably in the on the other side of the wall. The other thing then is, I'll just show you my Tinder, or my Hinge, Tinder I suppose. Tinder, very quickly, you can flick through, and you can tell me what you think.
Oh my God, you look so nice here.
I know, but you see, I'm such a fucking catfish.
No, so you're not, you're gorgeous. You're stunning.
No, babe, those pictures were when I was 17, I'm sure.
Oh my God, hot.
That was summer, I was on a cut. I think it's
nice. That is image of you, babe.
I'm telling you now, right? See that picture?
I knew it.
This picture is me of me skydiving, right, when I was in Australia. That's the money maker. I get every response.
I'd say
to that,
so.
Right?
That's a money response.
Everyone's like, what the fuck? I ended up on a newspaper in the East Coast of Australia called the East Coast Chronicle because of that picture.
I love it.
Comedy.
Yeah, is the gay man community very, very small?
I live with three gays and we have to clarify who's been with who first before you go on a date.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
How much time do you have?
Oh my God, babe, it never ends.
I'd say so.
It never ends.
But it's also
hilarious because when I put up during the week about the stories, you know, I was like, oh yeah, like put up like first day stories or like anything to do with dating at all. And this fella wrote to me and was like, when I realised that I was texting two guys who lived with each other at the same time, and it was me and my housemate Darren.
Oh.
This fella had been writing to both of us at the same time. And one day I was like, I don't know how we put two and two together. God. But then I was like, send him a picture of me. And then I sent him a picture. Then Darren sent him a picture of me. And your man's like world collided. He was like, what the f-? We're like, you're nabbed.
Oh my God.
But we just screamed about it, like.
Yeah, yeah, that's
hilarious,
funny.
Like, hilarious.
And if one person gets the clap, do you all have to get tested? No.
We're not incest in my house at all.
Okay.
Speaking of apps, my housemate Darren matched with Matt Lucas.
Shut the
Who's
fuck
Matt?
Up.
Who's Matt Lucas?
The bald fella from Great Britain in the wheelchair.
From Little Britain. Yeah.
Great Britain. And I said from Great Britain.
And I was like, why? And he was like, because he's a celeb. And I was like, okay, whatever. And now they follow each other on Instagram.
Stop.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I said, get him on the pod.
Would he get with him? Would he smash or pass?
I don't think
smash.
So.
I'd smash Matt.
I'd smash.
For the crack.
For the crack. You'd have to. We're about fucking 15 minutes in. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm going to introduce you, girls.
Oh my God, have we not started?
No, we haven't started yet. So for anyone who doesn't know the two of you, where the fuck have you been? Girls, I'm telling you now. First dates in my house, right, is like the fucking gay Angelus, right? Literally, The teapot's on. Teapot goes on at 9:50.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Right? It's usually ready to go at 9:18. It brews then until about 9:25 because the lads love a strong tea. And then we're sitting down. So we were buzzing for it to be back because obviously dry January and everyone's been boring. And we were like, yes, fuck, great TV again. The 2V popped on the fucking screen, right?
No.
The minute I saw the 2V, I was like, oh, come on. And I don't want to be the person, like, in my house is always talking about, like, doing things to the podcast. I'm like, that's annoying. You know what I mean? Because like, it's not their thing. And I don't want to be wrecking their heads with it. But I was like this. I was like digging into the couch. Being like, they have to come on the pod. You were just so good. So, Naomi and Aisling, welcome.
Hi.
Do we go by Aisling or Ash?
Either or, I'm versatile.
Same thing. Welcome to the voice note.
Thanks. We are so happy to be here.
I'm so weak that two of you agreed to come on.
I'm weak that you even messaged me.
Yes, I both died.
We
loved it.
Girls, I was like, I don't know what how I'm going to reach out to you.
I love how you tailored both messages. You made them different.
I know.
I did, yeah.
Because I was like, that's not so fair. Because I was like, that's not fair. And I was up the walls last week, so I just went into Costa Coffee in Northside Shopping Centre. Don't ask me why. And I was sitting down and I was like, and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to post messages to them and that's it. And then I turned my notifications off and I left it for a while because I was like, I was posting ghosts.
Well, you sent the message at like 8 o'clock at night. That's very late for a coffee.
I know, babe, but I've been up the walls thinking about asking.
We got back to you in 2 minutes.
I saw that. Yes. I know.
She
that
rang
was
me
the thing.
And she was like, we're going on a podcast.
I was like, I'm actually howling. It was,
love it.
I was absolutely obsessed, so thanks so much for coming on.
You're so welcome. I was sold when you were a gay man.
Babe, listen. Come here.
I was sold a hey.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm in.
Yeah.
Which is a picture of my tits. There you go.
I don't know, because obviously you're probably getting loads of followers on the night of the show, but like, I was like this. Mm. And the lads were like, you are doing God's fucking
work
here.
You were.
I was
working.
In there. I was the closing credits weren't even done. And I was like, follow. Yeah. Straight in, because I was like, I'm going to get these bitches. But I was like, some other fucker's going to get them now before me.
No.
We're
and
so
then I saw
glad.
You on the I saw you on the radio, and I was like, fuck. I was like, she's gone beyond me now.
No, that radio, oh my God. I was like, Jesus, because she was like, I'm gonna, you know, they talk on the radio, and she's like, what's up, guys? I'm gonna play this clip of Aisling bursting through her tongue, all right? I was like that. All right, Grant. Haven't lived it down enough, like, bring it back up again, Afric.
Who was it?
Afric.
Afric, yeah. I know. People always say that I have a radio voice on this too, and I'm like, no, I don't.
You have a real podcast voice.
You have a real teacher voice. Yeah.
Teacher voice?
Yeah,
teacher?
I know. I don't know. It's bed into me.
Do you know I love a teacher?
I heard, babe.
I love
anyone, the whole fucking nation heard.
I fancied 8 of my teachers.
Yeah. I say your school was like that.
Yeah. Shut it down. Yeah. Shut it down. Yeah.
All got a day off.
Your teachers are all being regarded in, being like, who went near her? I hope nobody touched her. Nobody better touch her.
No one is safe.
Yeah, no one is safe. All the teachers getting sick. As a teacher, that's the worst nightmare. I was like, oh, brilliant. So fucking good, like. So, but girls, how did you get on it together? Like, how did it come about? Because my friend Shannon applied for me this year, and I got really far in the state, and then I pulled out last minute because I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
But it should be more of that.
Yeah.
Because it was the shouting across the room at each other. Because that's me and my friends as well. Do you know what I mean? And it was just so fucking gas. I'd say anyone that was in there that night was having the best night because the two of you were in there.
Oh, there was like, because the other daters were like fake daters. So the real dates in the whole restaurant was me and Naomi, and the ones around were fake dates.
Yeah.
So every time I was speaking, I was shouting, I was calling off the pedo and all this, and they were turning around. I love me. I was like that, turn around and focus on yourself, honey.
But it's dead silent. I'd say they were all warned not to speak. Like it's so quiet. So it's weird. Like, it's not natural. It's too quiet.
Yeah. And it's so bright. I could see my money.
What time of day was it for you?
12 o'clock in the day. We had to be in the Gibson for 10 a.m.
And did you have a drink beforehand?
Did we? Did you not see how locked I was? One eye was at the bar, one eye was at the table. I'm surprised I didn't get reefed out of that place. If that was a real restaurant, people would have said, go have a coffee and come back to me.
The reason I knew it, right, because like, it was so bright. My friend Siam went on, one of my best friends Siam went on a couple of years ago, and he was a background dater, but he was set up on a date as well. When he got there, his date was actually like a replacement date. And your man told him, he was like, look, he was like, your date pulled out last minute. And he was like, I'm friends with the producer, so.
Shut
he was
up.
Because like, he was nothing like his suit. And he was lovely. And they had a great date. And he was lovely. They never saw each other
That's
again.
So
but he
sad.
Was like, I was drinking porn star martinis at 11 a.m. But you know what it was? It was like, you remind me of loads of different things, but it was like, you know, if you go into a bar when you're abroad and you can spot the only other two Irish people.
Ah, there we go.
It was like, that was what it was. And as well, I was like, I know these two gals have had a fucking ball before this date.
So
I knew that you getting ready was brilliant crack.
Yeah. Because
which is my favourite part of the night out.
Yeah, same. I kept forgetting that I was actually gonna meet someone. Like to me, first date wasn't me going on a date. It was me going on telly with Ashling.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, we did the pre-interview thing, and it was 5 hours long.
Five hours, two of us. And I had to pay for my own parking. 20 euro it cost me. 20 euro in the underground car park of that hotel. I said, I'm going to take out a credit union for this.
5 hours we spent doing that pre-interview. But that was really fun because I was with you.
Yeah.
If I had done that by myself, I would have never gone on. Because actually, the next day I was crying about it because I was like, I don't want to do this.
I know. You see, that's the thing.
I couldn't shake that's the thing. Anxiety about it. From. Yeah, no, it wasn't that fun.
Like, that's it. I'm fucking delighted I didn't do it now.
No, listen, I wouldn't recommend it.
I didn't feel that at all. I didn't feel any. I was like,
well, you're just numb anyway.
Yeah, I was like, and so when I came out, I was like, how did I not feel anxiety with the things that was coming out of my mouth?
No,
like,
I was like,
no, we're grand.
That would
we're
be me.
Fine.
Every single day. From the day I did that pre-interview, which was in July, to when it aired, I had anxiety.
Yeah.
And it was like subconscious.
She wanted to pull out. She was like, please, can we just not
The only reason why I didn't pull out was because you were excited and I was like, we've come this far.
And I also said, sorry, that's so mean to leave your date stood up.
Yeah,
Whose idea was it?
Okay. So, listen. I went through a breakup and then I was in my healing phase.
Yeah.
And then, as Ashley said,
yeah.
I was in my dating phase. And it was January when I applied, 2022. And we watched it in her gaff, like, when it aired last year. And I was like, I'm going to apply, fuck it. And she was like, yeah, definitely. So I applied, kind of as a joke.
Yeah, I think that's what people do.
Yeah. Like, I didn't want to meet anyone, really.
Yeah.
I just thought it was
my
funny and I loved
me,
the
like,
show.
Yeah.
I actually loved the show. I think
it's
amazing.
Brilliant. And I think
that's...
We do things badly in this country, but we actually do first dates better in the UK.
I agree.
So,
I really think
brilliant.
It's a great show. Mm. So I applied and I got a call like really quickly. And then my first... Like, one of the first things I said was, here... I would love to do it, but I'm not going to do it without my friend Ashling.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, like, tell me more about Ashling. And I was like, she is the funniest person ever. I'm telling you now, you need to get Ashling on. And they were like, did she apply? And I was like, yeah. And I texted her straight
away.
I didn't apply.
I was like, there was fucking directors talking to me more. I was there baiting the keys off the keyboard. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm actually really busy right now. I'm proud of her.
I was like, Ashling, apply right now. They're going to give you a call. So I had to give Ashling's number over. And I thought they were just saying that to me to make me more interested or to be like, oh yeah, we'll give her a call. I never actually expected us both to fully go on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I knew they only rang me because, like, I'm sure lesbian applications aren't very high.
Because usually all lesbians are already in a relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
yeah, they're all settled.
Can you tell that I'm already slurring my drink after 2 drinks?
I know, listen.
I'm like, come on. Go on.
And you're a stunner.
Now, you are gorgeous.
Thank you.
Both of you are gorgeous.
Thank you.
So, like, not only were you good crack, you were eye candy as well.
Oh, I'll take that.
Babe, honestly, no.
So, yeah, then they rang Ashing. They loved you on the phone. They rang me back and they were like, yes. Like, they were very, very on board
like,
with us from the start.
They should have given you money because you did a fucking job for them.
We carried.
You casted the first episode.
I did, actually.
And do you know what?
Do you know what? No, I've been meaning to say this to
say
you
it,
as well.
Say it.
I
Listen
applied
this,
in January in 2022 for first dates. Said, I'm going on with Ashing and you met Ross on first dates. And if it wasn't for me applying and getting you on it, you would have never met Ross. And
I know.
I have this feeling that the two of them will eventually get married. Like, I think you guys are very, very compatible. And the minute I saw him, I was clearly delighted. You saw me hopping up and down the chair.
Sure, babe, the only reason I asked Jan is because I wanted to get an invite to the wedding.
Yeah, no.
You can be the ring boy.
Yes! Flower girl.
Yeah. I just can't believe that was, like, God's plan. Like, that was me.
I know.
God's plan also is my favourite thing about the two of you. If everything was God's plan, it was this
God, I did say that 100 times. Because I do believe, like, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I also believe in.
God.
Everything happens for a reason.
Oh.
Well, no.
I was like, oh my God. Wow, oh my God. Okay.
And I want to be a priest. Okay.
Priest part time.
Okay, right, so, by the way.
Oh, go
just,
on.
Just because of the little pause there. If you see me looking down at this,
that's fine.
It's not that I'm not interested in what you're saying.
Oh, no, I know.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm
no,
just like,
what's
the
name? Oh, God,
we know.
And
yeah,
say,
yeah.
Vice versa.
Is anyone so, for Prosecco?
Babe, pour the juice. Pour the juice.
Girls.
What are you doing after?
I'm going on a date with my woman.
Actually?
Yeah.
Can I come?
Of course you can.
Oh my God, I'm going to Funderland. Do you want to come with me?
I'm
going
to try and get PJ Kirby to come out tonight. But I'm thinking.
Oh my God, will we meet in 366?
I'll try and get him to.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, well, I'll just tell Ross that he has to just come in and meet us.
Tell
yeah,
Ross,
I do.
Funderland.
Wait, you're going to Funderland with Ross? That's
yeah.
Well wholesome. Very cute.
Wait, I'll text him.
I'm not ready to go out. I have to go home.
I've got a whole section on Ross. I'm ready to go out. Do you want to go for a drink?
I'm not ready to
bring Ross in, we'll go for a drink. I have a whole section on Ross, I know in a minute. Also,
go on.
One of the funniest stories about the two of you was how he met, right? And I'm going to be conscious of the fact that there's people abroad as well that listen to the podcast, so,
yeah.
So they probably won't know how you met.
Yeah.
So you're in primary school together. Were you in the same class?
We were in the same year, and then Ashling told me,
I got held back because I'm a thicko.
Babe, you only got held back because you were too young.
I know, I only got held back because I was too gorgeous.
Yeah. They wanted you for longer.
There was enough crack in the year where her, they needed crack in the year behind.
Yeah. Spread it out, baby.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They knew what they were doing. Tell me the Flannery story.
So I was with work, mm-hmm. and we randomly went to Flannery's. Like
I was also with work.
I've never been.
No, it was
what?
No.
It's not that great.
It wasn't a Friday.
Tuesday.
It was a random weekday.
They're always better.
You honestly, every single person in Flannery's was looking at you because you were having the best crack and you were swinging. You were standing up on the table, swinging out of the ceiling.
No, but you should have seen what
ceiling.
I was wearing. I was wearing a white
shirt. That was the funniest
shirt,
part.
A white shirt tucked into a grey, what are those skirts
it
called?
It looked like a scene from White Chicks.
Like a pencil skirt.
She was in this, she was... ready for an interview.
I was in tights and then I was in all black Adidas runners.
But you had no makeup on. You had your hair slicked back in a low bun. And I was like, look at that woman up there on that table. I honestly thought you were like
50.
I didn't want to say it, but like you looked like it was almost mad.
And you were giving a crocs.
You got a babysitter and I was like, that woman's having the time of her life. And then when I copped that it was you, game changer, I was like, that's Ash and Carol. So we spent the night together then after.
Yeah.
We actually spoke every day since.
Yeah, that was it.
Every single day since.
Those friendships are always the best ones, isn't it? It's the ones that you meet on the sesh or like at a festival and stuff and you just have the crack with them.
Yeah.
You could tell that two of you are just like good time merchants. Aww. Do you know what I mean? And from the minute you came on, it was very much that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's so funny that Naomi, you applied...
I applied.
You pulled Ashling along, right? Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about both of them, but Ash. Do you know what? It was, right? So you said something along the lines of that Ash had been changed by relationships before and that you wanted someone that would bring out the best in her.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, I obviously don't know Ross at all. And I haven't asked him to come on the pod yet. He can come on the next episode, right?
He was like to me, why didn't he ask me? I was like, you're not the clientele we're looking for. No. You go off on a lead podcast.
No, I'll get him on. He can go on the Two Johnnies or something.
He loves it.
Yeah, apparently they do. And we were at home and obviously we were chatting about it, me and the lads, and we were like, oh my, like I felt as though, and I don't know if you felt the same, I didn't think you were nervous at all, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it actually is.
I think
funny.
Once you met him, it was different. And
yeah,
I think what he struck me as like Jack the lad, like, you know, like good crack, another good time merchant.
Yeah. Mm.
But
that's
like,
so sweet.
But you know what you did? You sat him down at the bar with the two of you and you've destroyed him first of all. So you broke him down, right? And then he was like, what is going on? And then you sat down and you were just, I just thought you were just yourself, and he was lapping it up.
Yeah.
Did you feel that as well? Like that you were just able to do whatever you wanted?
Oh, I was fully myself.
Like you were cracking jokes left, right, and centre.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm like. Now, I was very full on because first of all, I was gay-eyed, and second of all, I actually was a little bit nervous. I have you know.
Yeah.
That's probably why I kept going, what? So what? Well. Like I was nervous, and like, even with all my friends, when we'd be joking, like we'd be like, did I what? I said what? And like, it obviously was in my head.
You were straight off a festival, is that right?
Sorry, that's it. And at the festival, like, I'd be like, what? We go to the stage as what?
I find like when I go back to work and stuff, that I'm always going to like bite my tongue just in case I say something, because if I've been off for a while or I've been on a holiday and stuff, like, I'm obviously talking.
That's,
like,
you're still in that mode.
Still in that mode, yeah. Totally. My favourite was when you were like, he said something about his grads, or we call it grads in Cork, his debs.
Oh my god, stop.
And he goes, I would have been done my first period or something like that. I was like, she didn't. And he was,
laughed. His,
and that's the best
the
thing about him.
The match was so good.
Yeah.
The minute he sat down and his big smiley head,
I need something that just lets me run off and then I'll come
do
back.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? And he sat there and you could tell that he was enjoying you.
Yes.
And he didn't try and compete with you at all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think
that's such a green flag. That's actually a turn on, actually. Is that he just sat back, laughed at you, let you do whatever you wanted, but was like a puppy dog because he was literally looking at you the whole time.
He was like that. Like, and I'd say to Ross now, and he was like, I fell in love with you the second I walked into that restaurant and I saw you. I was like,
don't say that to me.
I was like, that's because you thought I was fucking Naomi. He was like, no, I knew it was you. I was like, you didn't, you're home.
No, but you actually do look like a couple. You actually, you look like a couple.
Yeah.
When he walked in, you knew it. And was there any red flag?
Oh, no.
The shorts.
I did, sorry, the shorts.
You gave him some stick for the shorts.
We called out the shorts in my house.
Really? No, the shorts.
Yeah,
you need to know that this was August and it was so hot.
I said this, I go, boys,
so
you have to remember
hot.
Now.
We had a heat wave during the summer.
Yeah, we had a heat wave and I was like, that poor man's sweating now.
We were sweating.
He's going into the first date's restaurant to meet a randomer.
Not realizing that
he's going to meet two of them.
Yeah, true.
And so I was like, benefit of the doubt here now.
Yeah.
But I was skipping that he called it out as well.
I was like, are you just coming off festival? Is that why you wearing a pair of shorts for?
I didn't pre-plan that he would have to know who his date was.
Yeah.
Do you know, I just assumed that he would know that you're a date. And he was like confused. I was like, what is this fella talking about?
You were like, I'm Ella
Bowe.
I'm Lebanese. Stop looking over here.
And then when you were sitting down at the table and you were like, oh my god, this is Naomi's date, I think.
Yeah.
And he's like, he was just like, what?
He was
so confused. And I could tell by him that he was like, I don't know what to say because I don't want to offend someone.
Yeah, it was such a granddad response.
Yeah, exactly. Because he was obviously confused or was like, oh, that's her date. Oh, does that mean she's an ex?
I know, you're like, what are you confused at here, real bitch?
And
like,
you were literally like, it didn't occur to you that
he didn't know me.
And he'd never clue what was going on. And at that was the only point in the whole episode where he looked like he was about 4 years old sitting in the chair.
I know, God, love him.
Like, what's
going on?
Yeah, he is so nice.
He does come across really well. And like, if he can allow you to be like authentically you from the beginning.
And that's what I saw.
And I know we don't know each other properly.
Yeah.
We will though.
We will
by the end of this. But if he can allow you to be like authentically you from the first date, well then I mean like.
I know. And like because both my parents moved down to Wexford and my stepdad, sorry, it's my mum, my stepdad, and my stepdad was like to Ross, see, Aisling and Denise are very, very alike. And he was like, Denise's like that, you just let her run off, she'll go and she'll talk to every single person in the pub, she'll be swinging all the outlets around, and then she'll come back, and she'll always come back.
Yeah,
I was like that, if you love it, set it free, Ross, but I'm like a boomerang, I'll come back. Let me go, baby doll, and I'll be crawling back for you.
I love that. That's
and Ross
so
was
cute.
Like, yeah.
And that suits him too, because I could tell him that he'd be the type that like, you go off and do your own thing and he'd find someone else to chat to.
Yeah.
So, Naomi, then obviously, your day comes in, Brody.
Yes.
Right? She was cute, wasn't she?
She was. She was a gem. She was lovely.
So, now I've given my review of Ross. My review of her is like, and I've said, like, I think they match straight people really well. I just think that they panic when it comes to gay people because they probably get, first of all, they probably get less people applying.
I agree. Right? I'd say, yeah, and much it's, smaller
it's,
pool.
It's difficult because it's like, Aisling was very, what would I say?
Specific. Yeah.
Aisling was very specific in that you said, opposites do not attract.
Yeah. Oh no.
Right. And like, but that when it's a boy and a girl, it's like same people are like usually get on really well. But then for me, like if someone's really like me, I'm kind of like, ugh.
I give myself the ick.
But then for you, it was completely opposite, was it?
I don't think we were very alike. I know I did say that.
Okay.
But you said that because you had such, but like similar interests was yes. the same, but your personalities
yes. like, were not like look at the same time. Not everyone's gonna get on. It's a blind date. Yes. It's literally. Yes, yes, yes. It's look. I would say that you are like just very, very fortunate, Aisling.
I right? think so too. You were
that's
super
just
lucky.
Life for me, yeah. baby doll.
Yeah, you look fucking bitch.
A white straight woman.
Yeah, yeah, more of it, like more of it. More privilege, but for you then it obviously like you didn't go on another turn on.
No, right. Listen, she was a lovely, lovely girl. Like we got on well. We had
and
a
she
nice
was.
Date.
She was so cute. Like I've written down here. I was like, she's cute. She's friendly. Yeah, yeah. And you had really good chat. Me looking at my notes.
Well, you only saw like a really small part of the conversation.
Yeah.
So what they showed was the good bits, or like.
The parts awkward. That you're most getting on.
Yes, yes. Like,
the bits that weren't awkward.
It was never awkward. Actually, there wasn't a moment's silence. It was just we weren't compatible. We would talk about 366 and whatever, and yeah. we'd be like, oh, we're so similar. Yeah. But
you know what as well, right? Look, these things happen, obviously, right? And I've been in that position before on like one date that I went on out of like three dates that I've ever been on. But like it does happen. Like, and unfortunately, like there's no way the two of you are going to go in there and come out on top.
But see, we thought Naomi was going to go in and get matched with this completely.
Because you applied.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to get matched. Nothing against them, but with some big, massive farmer.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm just
yeah. going to thought it. Crack. I thought Aisling was going to be the one that wasn't going to be matched well. I just thought it was going to be someone from like Leeds.
So did you know straight off the bat that it was just a friends thing?
Yes.
Like
not in like a bad way. No. I just was like, it was just
look, babe. Look.
Also, can I just say, Padraig, from the minute I said hello to someone from first date, I said I am mostly attracted to blonde women.
Yeah.
And it's like I have a four
yeah.
traits.
Yeah. Okay.
Are my
yeah.
Blonde.
Mm. Okay.
Good mouth, lips, teeth. Right, but that's one.
Yeah.
Third one is older. I only date older women. And the fourth
sure,
one...
baby.
Listen. The fourth one is... I like a good booty. I like a nice bum.
Well, so do I. But that's just because, you know...
Oh, but listen.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into it. My type would be different in the sense that mine would be like, go out on a Saturday, drinks, like, loves a party, but would be in the gym with me on Monday if I wanted to.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Maybe we should get together.
Yeah, you like her.
I kind of fancy you small bit.
I don't see you too.
Ross, Ross what?
Ross what? I always say to Peter, I'm like, I fancy gay men. Why
yeah,
are they
so
good looking?
It's not that. It's just we're a good crack.
But no, you're
and
so
you're all
pristine,
really, yeah,
hygienic, and like, well
hygienic. You wouldn't get that in the streets.
You
wouldn't. Yeah. See, it's because we don't have children or girlfriends to spend the money on.
Pink pennies, I hear it's called.
Pink pennies?
Pink penny. It's gay money.
It's gay, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
It's the disposable income that we have that other people don't have.
Because they don't have to spend any money on, like, when gays go on dates, well, gay men, do they, there's no, like, I have to pay for the bill sort of thing. Well, oh my God. Everyone come for me now.
You're going to be cancelled. If I haven't been cancelled by now, you never will. No, it's like, you know, like, I don't have a girlfriend who typically are, like, more expensive than boyfriends. By the way, Naomi has a new girlfriend. We're going to address that later.
After she
doesn't. Come back after the break.
Aisling's legs are about to fall off.
Yes, yeah, I'm so crossed on the table.
Go. Tell me this now, tell me no more. You all went out afterwards, all four of you.
We went to, what's that book called? The Long Hall or something?
It's on the corner, yeah.
Yeah.
And we went
I saw it from the picture, I knew where it was. It was like this.
Yeah, Brody had the picture.
I thought you'd
be
to the George, babe.
What?
I thought you'd only been to the George.
Well, I've walked past the Long Hall on the way.
All right.
You dibble dabble.
I don't know. At this stage now, I was hammered. Like, we and Ross shared that bottle of wine and then we had a cocktail and all that. I was like this to Ross. We started kissing. Naomi was like this.
I actually felt sick.
Naomi was here, bro, just here. Two of them were looking at us. Naomi was like that. Stop it. Stop it, Ashley. I was like that.
I've had a few people on the podcast so far. I've had my mom. I've had my one of my good friends, Shannon, the lesbian.
Yeah, he's had James Kavanagh. I know, because I listened to all the podcasts.
I've had James Kavanagh, and now I've had Yi. And my thing is, I only have people on that I want to be friends with. So
yay!
We have to be friends now. I'm also kind of like, does Carolyn Mullen, Darren Gary, and Donegal O'Callaghan know that we're coming for their fucking gig? And 2FM are going to be like signing us on Monday morning.
I think we should do the secret shopper thing. Oh, wait, what is it?
Is that like a prank show?
No, it's yeah. I have to be on after the watershed anyway.
I love it.
Gogglebox, yeah. Open your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the three of us move in together, then we can go on.
Salt. In my one bed, three of us in the bed, and the little one said.
Yeah. What? Roll over on the turd.
I want to go to hear you scream.
Oh, I'm going to piss myself.
If no one else hears about the turd story.
No.
All I'm going to say is, I'm not.
Okay, go on.
No,
sorry.
You're getting defensive now, so they're going to know it's about you.
We'll call it someone, first, second, turd.
Yeah.
First, second, turd dates.
That's the name of the egg. First, second, turd dates.
Brilliant.
Somebody shit the bed. That's all I'm going to say.
It wasn't me, but then people are going to think it was me.
It wasn't me either.
It was nobody that was in this lovely room that was given to us by Fuel.
People are fully going to think it's me. Somebody tweeted and they were like, oh, that
don't
girl.
Look at them.
Oh yes, my God. No, so I only heard this. Somebody goes, that girl Ashley's so annoying. She looks like the type of girl who lights her farts on fire at sessions. I said, who have you been talking to? Bitch.
And those type of girls are the ones that I'm with at the sessions with.
Yeah,
they're the best crack.
I'm like, Ashley, do your fart lighter thing.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
though I don't do that, but I will.
She does, yeah.
She's into pyro. I love it.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah. Right, girls. I always try and put out a question previous to recording an ep, right? Oh, last week I was like, look, I've got two gals coming on, didn't say who. And I was like, has anyone had any disastrous first dates or any dates at all? It didn't have to be first dates or anything. Now, also,
any turd dates?
All I can actually, many a turd date.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get loads of poo stories?
There was a lot of poo stories.
I'm gonna vomit.
There was a lot of people going to A&E on their first dates.
Are you
and there
joking?
Was also loads of people getting kidnapped, which is bizarre to me.
Yeah, that's
yeah. No, girls, I'm telling you, now, I'm not even joking. No, girls, I'm not even joking. Like, it wasn't even like normal kidnapping. Like, it was.
Yeah,
like,
not normal. It's abnormal kidnapping.
It wasn't.
Not the normal kind of
not
kidnapping.
Not the normal kind of innocent, pure fun tie up to a radiator vibe.
No, babe. So I'm gonna go through some stories. I've got like, okay. I don't know if you've got some that you want to share with me too. So this person said, I asked a lad. So she was on a date. And then she went back to his house. Mm-hmm. And then she went in and there was like cards all over like the mantelpiece. And she's like, oh my God, like, has it been your birthday? And then when I looked a bit closer, there were actually sympathy cards because his nan had died the week before. And then she just goes, may she rest in peace.
Oh.
Well, like, in fairness, if it's a nan.
No, I know,
sorry.
But like,
I'd be so awkward if that
would
happened.
Would you?
Yeah.
Ah, no.
She was like, is it your birthday?
Who sends sympathy cards on
loads
our age?
Loads of people.
But babe, you book Christmas and birthday cards on the mantel.
Yeah,
You don't put
sympathy
cards.
And enough for your nan.
Yeah,
if it was his mom, fair enough. But
yeah,
his nan's a
bit. Yeah, the nan.
Like, you're not.
Also, babe, if you're in mourning.
Attention seeker, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. If you're in mourning, you're not bringing
the left.
You're not
bringing
the
your nan's dead. Gotta go.
Sorry, no.
Your nan's dead, so is this night. See you later.
So are we. See ya. Yeah, double homicide.
Next one. I went on a date, and when he was bringing me home, he took out his... and he goes, dessert time.
Oh, my off. God, dessert time.
I'd say, gobble me, swallow me, drink, then it's out of me, but you want to help again, it's out of me, never gonna go, but jump, not gonna get it out of hand.
And then she writes in and she goes, safe to say I told him to stop the car. Then I got out. I was in Tralee, but I had to walk home. Now, I don't know where she was in Tralee and how far it was from home.
She lived in Dublin.
It was a very long night.
Oh, but she wanted, I'd actually get out of the car and I'd walk away as well. Dessert. Now, there's nothing dessert-y about that.
No.
No, charge she for that.
I have a story about a girl that I know from home. Okay. Now, mm-hmm. Obviously, a nun. But she wrote to me and she just said, I got broken up with on a plane home from Ibiza. I was like, I need to unpack this. Like, what happened? So they were on the flight and the flight got grounded. So they were on the floor for ages and she fell asleep. And when she woke up...
He was gone.
So he was like staring at her. He was like, this isn't going to work. And she goes, what are you talking about the plane? Like she thought it was the plane because the plane wasn't taken off. Is the plane broken? No. He goes... us. So she was like, okay. Now they were sitting on like opposite aisles, so they were both the aisle seat.
Shut up.
So they were next to each other, but there was an aisle in between. I love the two of you. And then there's a woman next to her, heard the whole thing, and she was like, get a drink. So they got locked on the plane, landed in Dublin. They were going back to Cork now, right? And he goes, how are you getting home? And she goes, well, you drove up. And he goes, you're not coming with me.
What did she do? What did she do?
So she got her banking card and went to take money out to get the air coach. But the ATM machine swallowed her card.
No, come here. She must have done something on that holiday for that man to be pissed off.
No, I'm not sure.
No, but don't take his side.
No, but who leaves someone at the Dublin airport to go get home from Cork?
I never asked that question.
No, there has to be more to this story.
I'm going to ask her.
Because you don't just leave your ex, okay? I wouldn't do that.
No, babe, exactly. We've been on holidays with a friend.
Also, men are horrible.
Men are pricks.
I wouldn't know, but that just sounds absolutely painful.
It gets worse.
It gets worse. Yeah. Oh,
God. So anyway, she got locked on the plane. She had to get in the car with him and drive home. But then,
she was driving.
No, he was driving.
I said, Jesus Christ, I'll be putting that in the podcast.
She got locked because she got broken up with. He got in the car and drove her home. On the way home, they were in the car together. She rang her dad and told him the whole story. So he dropped her a mile up the road, threw all of her shit out onto the road, and made her walk home with a wheelie suicase because she didn't want to go home in case...
In case the dad ripped his head off.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Oh, actually, I forgot this.
This is shocking.
This is dynamite, right?
Go on.
So then she suspected... Actually, this answers your question.
Yes.
She suspected something was going on.
Obviously. With somebody else.
Obviously. Yeah. Something happened.
A girl that she worked with. So she found out that he'd been cheating with a girl
she found this out that he actually is.
Afterwards, that he'd been cheating. Listen to this. Had been cheating with a girl that she works with. Now they're getting married.
Shut.
Guess when?
Tomorrow.
Next month.
Shut up. Where?
Somewhere in Cork.
We'll be at that fucking wedding. I'm telling you now. Babe, when the priest says, does anyone object? The three of us are going to do a handstand and say, excuse me.
Yeah.
We have something to say.
This is from a gay man and it's so obvious.
Okay.
Went on a date. It was going really well.
Mm.
Then his cousin showed up and now I married his cousin.
Unreal.
Oh,
unreal.
No, that is
so
unreal.
I unpacked this one as well.
Okay.
And apparently they've been married for 8 years. And the original date, who was not the cousin, never came to the wedding.
Oh my God. Wasn't really?
Yeah.
Surely you get out of that if it's a first date.
I know, but like, come on, relax. This one is from... She's a fashion queen from Cork, right?
Okay.
She's gorgeous and I love her. Her name is Sonia Heslin, right? And she wrote to me and she goes...
Are you allowed to say her name?
Yeah, I'm allowed to say Sonia, legend.
Sonia.
She goes, I texted my sister during my first date saying, I wasn't really into this guy, but I sent it to him by mistake. But listen... No, listen. It gets worse.
You sound like the North Pole.
Listen, she goes, anyway, funny story. We're now married for 13 years.
Stop.
Brilliant.
That
the bit of shit you want now, isn't it?
No, that is nice.
So she texted him by mistake saying it wasn't into him. Shut. And now they're married. And they've got beautiful children.
Sometimes you're not into them. I say this.
They have two beautiful sons.
I said to Ross at the very start, I was like, oh my God, Ross, I was really not into you for the first 3 weeks. No, you know.
You were. That's a big bold faceline.
I wasn't.
You were head over heels.
You were. You liked
him. But I thought I wasn't.
You liked him.
So I.
You're hardly going to like fall for him on the first day, but you liked
him. Oh my gosh. Listen to this one.
Go on.
Dave showed me a tweet on his phone. Thought it would be funny. Then a message flashed up from his group chat. It said, oh, that's a shame, because he looked really cute in his photos.
No.
Oh, so obviously said this fella I might as a big minger.
Oh my God. This guy's actually cute, like.
Yeah, he's good.
So it was a text
him. Text him.
In between them all, then I got this, got pregnant on the first date, full stop.
Oh my God, that was me.
Me too. Yeah. Hate that. Do you know what I call me and my woman, me and the missus, dinks. Double income, no kids.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, it's like me and you, big dink head.
You're so clever.
I know.
One more short one before I get into the longer ones. Mm-hmm. He was a trainee doctor and a prick. I love that. Oh. And a prick. At dessert, he told me, unprovoked, that I might benefit from Zoloft. I took no notice and looked it up when I got home.
What the hell is that? The thing that you clean the counters with?
It's an antidepressant.
Oh. I'm thinking of Zoflora. Sorry.
Zoflora.
I don't know about ye. I don't actually have any horrific dates.
You don't have any horrific dates?
No, I've got one or two from friends though. We were in West Cork a couple of years ago and one of my friend's cousins was with us and she was texting this guy from the place that we were at and we were like, go off, like go, like and like meet him, whatever, like go on a date, whatever. So he collected her, went off on the date. They drove to like this like lock, like kind of like lake.
A lock?
Yeah, like a,
wow.
Like a lock. It's called Loch Hyne, right?
Loch Garden.
So they were there, things got a little bit heated. And then when she came back, we were like, is everything okay? And she's like, I left my brand in his car. And we were like, oh, that's grand, doesn't matter. And then the next day he texted her being like, were you trying to get me in trouble? You left your bra in my mum's car. So it was his mum's car.
Hardly. I'm trying to get you into
embarrassing that he's driving
also,
his mum's car.
Now, he did come in, he did come and collect her in an Opel Zafira and we were like, that's not his car. There's an A-seater.
Seven seats in the back.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, do you know what I mean? I have one more story and it's about a very good friend of mine, right? And she was in Dublin, right? Say no more. But she met this guy. They'd gone on a date in Cork. He's from Dublin. And then she came up to go on a date with him. And they're out there having a great night. And then she went back to his house because she had to stay in his house. And the next morning, she got drunk. The next morning, she woke up. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I can't remember this being a bunk bed. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So she was in the bunk bed, don't right?
No. What?
The next
what?
Thing.
No.
This head. Is
no.
No.
Get out. What?
His 9-year-old brother.
Shut up.
He's on,
is on the bottom.
He's on the top bunk. And the little brother was like, hey. Morning.
Right. I love you playing WWE downstairs.
Yeah.
Lock him up.
You think that's bad, right? So then she goes downstairs to the family and
she's the bravest woman on earth. I'd be out that fucking door. I'd be.
That's not right. Yeah.
She was in the horrors.
I wouldn't stick around.
We were getting live updates now with this and it was shocking, right?
That is shocking.
So she goes downstairs and the mum and the sister are there. It turns out that it's actually his nephew who was in the bunk bed.
Don't care.
And it was the sister's son. Mm. And the sister's holding a little baby and she's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. So she's like, hey, to the little baby. And it turns out that it's the guy that she went home with. It's his baby. And it was his weekend to have the baby, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah. So now she finds herself, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Inside in the living room with the man, the sister, the nephew and the child.
The child of the man.
The child of the man that she's with. In the bunk bed.
I would pick up that baby and I'd swing him around the house.
And right? Now, I can tell you one thing. I'd pick up that fella and I'd swing him out the door. What a scumbag. Right.
So she was like, I'm done. That's me done already. So she calls a cab. She hops in the cab.
Calls
a
cab?
She had to get out of there. She's like, I'm gone.
I just walked
out. Not realising, girls, that it was the same day as the Dublin Marathon. Right.
Oh.
Right. So she the whole of the city was closed. So she gets a taxi into town. He leaves her off.
This is giving me stress.
She then has to get in. She has to go through town. So she's walking through in the clothes from the night before, including heels.
I was going to say, don't tell me the heels.
She's going through town, going the marathon way. People are running past her, right? The people,
I just joined them.
The people at the side are handing her bottles of water and everyone's cheering her the whole way, right? But like she had no phone because her phone had died. So she started asking the guards if she could use her phone to ring the girls. None of the girls were picking up. Her feet were hanging off.
I wouldn't know anyone's number either.
She then had to go into H&M. And buy a pair of Chelsea boots.
Well, that's enough for me.
She left the gaff at 9 o'clock. She didn't get back to the Airbnb until 4 p.m.
My heart is breaking for this girl. That was the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my life.
She deserves money for that.
I know. Right, girls. Do you have any stories for me?
Yes. Met this girl on a night out. Stunning. From LA. All the bits done, right?
In Dublin?
Yes.
Okay.
This was a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
Fell in love. But nothing happened. I was with my friends, right? Stayed in contact.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know how this goes.
I can see you cringing.
So then, we literally talked, like, not every day or anything, but, like, we had our, like, an online relationship. Often. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so 4 years later, post-pandemic, she's like, here, I'm coming to Dublin in March. Can we please go on a date? And I was like, obviously. So I had to do a Google deep dive because I only knew 3 letters of her surname. So I had to
Oh God, I forgot this part.
Put the work in. I had to really work. Because the reason why she's so mysterious was because she had thousands of followers and she only followed like 41 people.
Yeah,
and I was like, there's something off here. Like she's either like...
Something's not working.
Something is off. And like she'd put up a picture and there'd be like 100 comments. So I was like... I just wanted to look her up. Found her Facebook, all normal. Yeah, that's her. Googled her name. It was a double barrel name. I actually found her mom and her dad on Google and that's how I got the double barrel surname.
Yeah, brilliant babe.
So looked her up.
Okay, FBI queen.
MI5.
Yeah. Full name into Google search. The first thing that came up, mugshot.
Yeah.
Proper jumpsuit American... Got arrested in New Orleans for assault and battery of her boyfriend. When it said assault on the boyfriend, I was like, "That babe, when are you free?" So, like, I like proper researched like what she got done for. She assaulted her boyfriend. The policeman came. She assaulted the policeman, and I was like, "Babe, this is my Orange is the New Black moment."
Oh my god!
So I actually was more attracted to her post mugshot, and she came in March, and I met her, and I stayed with her, and I was like, "Hi." And I was like,
you met her.
I met her. Like, I knew all this information and I still went on
the
date. You
looking for a battering.
And I was like to her.
Assault and battery.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be my first time. So then I was like to her on the date, like, tell me a secret that no one knows. And she was like, I got arrested for assault and I had to act surprised
as if I didn't know.
She was amazing. She was great.
But it's
was
funny when you say this because there was so many people got on to me being like, oh yeah, I got ghosted for 3 months and then I realised afterwards that they were in fucking prison.
I knew she was a prisoner and then I met her.
One of my best mates, I said that, is this you? She was like, probably.
And then when the lads was like, oh yeah, that happened to me, and I'm like, why is this so casual?
I don't know
anyone that went to prison. And I'm like, actually...
Well, no, this was a proper, like, American prison as well.
Gay men don't go into prison.
It's really hot. Yeah. No, especially...
We go to rehab. And why did you not keep going? Because you battered you?
So, no, she went back to LA, so she's not from Ireland.
Oh,
so
yeah,
she lives in America. She only comes over to see her dad. Hallelujah. And I was like, when are you back?
Go on, tell me another one.
Okay.
So basically, I was chatting to this lad and we ended up like going on a date or whatever. And this is like about, this could be 7-8 years ago. And I was renting at the time with these two other lads and he came over to the house before we went out to town. And he was actually like one of my cousin's friends. So I was like, already kind of knew him already. So I was like, obviously come out to the house, grand.
It was easier as well in a way.
Yeah. And he was sound and he's good looking. So I was like, right, grand. But he came over and... He was like chatting, he was like, all I've had to eat today is a chicken fillet roll at 10:30 in the morning. Obviously, it went over the head. I was like, don't care, I got out and I got pissed. So we went out together, and then obviously, I should have taken that into account. And he was like, so we went to 4 bars, whatever, 4 or 5 bars, and he hadn't eaten since 10:30 that morning. And we were having a few drinks in every bar, and then I ended up going into like Dakota or Alfie's or something like that. We got like two porn stars and I was sitting there and I actually
wouldn't be like
it wouldn't be like me, what?
What?
And he was like, I just thought it was a toilet and I was like, right, go on, Gran. And I actually has like memory saved my Snapchat of me, like I was like 19 years old, didn't know who I was in the middle of Dakota drinking a porn star. I said, I'm like some rich bitch and started filming myself and I'm like, have it saved, I'm drinking the porn stars and all this. And then about 20 minutes go by, I say, where is this prick? So I start drinking his porn star as well. And I was like, hang on, right, I fully drank my drink and this lad's drink, where is he? So I start walking around Dakota and I say, this is kind of weird.
No.
And I walk to the back and the security man goes, are you looking for that lad, the tall lad with the brown hair? I said, no, but I am now.
Yeah.
No, I said, yeah, I absolutely am. I said, I absolutely am. Yeah, where is he? And he was like that. He's out the back puking his ring up. The security has to take him outside.
No.
I was like, that, you're joking me. So we I walked outside. He's there hanging off the side of the fucking windowsill, puking all over the place. The security is like, oh, he's had too much drink. He's had too much drink. I was like, right, whatever. He was sitting there puking. Grand. I started chatting to the security guy, cracking loads of jokes, being really inappropriate. I was trying to make him really uncomfortable. And then he was like talking to me and he was like, if he gets sick anymore, I'm gonna have to put my glove on and like something regurgitate, resuscitate. I don't fucking know.
Whatever
you wanna do, I don't care. And then so he put his rubber glove on and I was like, he's gonna shove his fingers in this lad's throat. And he didn't, but your man kept getting sick. And then I walked over and I go, are you okay? And after me cracking out the joke to the security man, I started smelling your man sick. And then I started puking.
No.
It was a double puke.
All over.
Rainbow.
No. Did you ever watch that episode of Family Guy? Yeah. The last piece of pie. And
that's exactly what I was
thinking. They're holding Brian's ears back and they're Brian, and they're puking all over his eyes. That's what it was like. It was a crime scene.
No.
It was a crime scene. Wait. And then I was like, oh my God, so we're all puking all over the place. Me, 2 porn stars down, no porn star in. And I was just like,
in bits.
And then the taxi came. They're like, 2 weeks ago, the taxi would be all right. I was like, yeah, you're fine, no problem.
Did you ever hear from him again?
Yeah, obviously. He's my cousin's friend. He's sad.
So, this came from another friend of mine. It was my first date after getting out of a 5-year relationship. I kissed a guy on a night out over Christmas, which was a couple of years ago, and he added me on Facebook and asked me to go on the date. We were supposed to meet up in Leopardstown Inn for like 8 p.m.
Southside girl.
I love the Lep Inn.
This is my first official date because I had never been on a date before. I had always kind of been friends with people and hung out with them before I went out with them. My friend was all excited for me and she offered me to give me a lift so I could have a drink. She dropped me to the bar and we waited in the car for what seemed like an age. We watched every car enter the car park and there was no sign of him. I sent him a message to no reply. At this point, I was mortified. Have I been stood up? Did I have to tell my friends to drop me home? ? I love the commitment to this.
Me too.
We're in the car on the way back to mine when over an hour after we had arranged to meet, he messages to say that his phone had died and he'd plugged his phone in behind the bar and was asking where I was. For me, this is a red flag, but my friend assured me this was an honest excuse. At this point, how do we feel?
I would be in bed asleep. That's just same. No. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be like...
Would you give him a second chance?
No, I wouldn't. I'd be done.
This is probably me. It sounds like me, yeah.
Right. Seeing as I was nearly home, I wasn't going back because it was too far away. Not wanting to have to say that I didn't go on the date, I stupidly suggested that we would meet in mine for a few drinks, to which he jumped at. And then she goes, ew.
He's a murderer.
Right?
Ew, okay.
We had a few drinks in mine, and as we were chatting, I began to quickly realise that this man was absolutely fucked.
Oh no.
After all, I only met him on a night out, but his condition made it obvious that he was inside out.
What condition?
The condition that he was left in. He was upside down inside out.
Oh, like locked? Or did he have an actual medical condition?
No. He was so locked that I had no choice but to allow him to stay. Nothing happened in that regard. I wouldn't have, but also he couldn't because he was so locked.
Mm.
The next morning, I woke up early and quickly noticed that my pajama bottoms were damp.
Oh my God.
Did he piss on her?
I got up and went into the toilet and changed my leggings, but he was still asleep. Not fully considering what could have happened, I hopped back into bed, assuming this mongrel would need some time to sleep off last night and most of yesterday. Mm. Shortly after, I realised my leggings were also starting to get damp.
Wait.
Wait, what?
He pissed the bed.
I didn't want to believe it. I was hoping it wasn't happening, but it was true. To my horror, he had pissed the bed. I couldn't breathe. I was so traumatised. I lay there, frozen, unable to decide what to do. When he woke up, I pretended to be asleep. I could hear him frantically feeling underneath him and realising that he had pissed the bed. I was so mortified.
I love how he took the rap and he didn't assume it was her as well.
No, he knew it was him. Mm. I was so mortified, I didn't acknowledge it, and neither did he. He hopped out of bed, hoping I wouldn't notice. Anyway, he told me that he was late for work and he had to go straight to the office, even though he had told this girl that he was off the next day. As soon as I heard the front door close, I lifted up the sheet and realised that he'd pissed so much that it leaked through my mattress protector.
Oh no!
No, so is mine.
The two of the mattresses on my bed. And it was still dripping onto the floor in what can only be described as...
What the fuck is this guy, yeah. That fountain in,
yeah.
Rome?
Yeah, yeah, the Trevi fountain.
What is he fucking... Is this Trebalgan?
This is Clara Larius.
Yeah, it's literally now the aqueduct. It was still dripping onto the floor in what can only be described as...
on the floor. It wasn't that bad in my gaff.
It was an ocean of piss on my beige carpeted floor.
Oh my God.
A professional carpet cleaner later, a couple of hundred euro on a new mattress... I still haven't heard from him and I'm never going on a date again.
Oh, stop my God. It. That was too close to home for me, honestly. You,
piss stories.
We all have piss stories, but yeah. Jesus Christ, it's very common. It's funny because... You know what I need to
Because when I was talking to some of the lads the other day, I was like, oh my God, so many people are saying piss stories. Mm. And everyone has a piss story. Everyone has a piss story. So guys, if anyone has a weak bladder...
Join the club.
Join the club.
Yeah. Join the party.
Get in the queue, babe.
Girls, listen to me now.
Triple trap.
This is the goodbye. Triple trap. This is the goodbye for the pub, but like the also let's party.
It's goodbye, but hello. No.
Girls, thank you.
Goodbye to our careers.
Yeah, I know. Same. Thank you so much for coming on.
We love you.
Usually what I usually do is I give everyone a hug afterwards, so I'm going to give you a hug.
Thank you for having us.
I'm delighted to have you.
Hashing and Podrick are kissing.
That was so much fun.
No, this is so much fun.
It's going to take 6 years.
To edit? Okay. Yeah, no, good luck.
This podcast is fun. This podcast is 45
years
long. Right, everyone, cue for the toilet. Cue for the toilet.
I had a ball.
What an absolute scream we had that day. The vibes were just immaculate. I can confirm we went out afterwards. I can also confirm that it took me about a week to see the light again, but it was well worth it. I'd say any night with those girls, you're guaranteed a good night. And we had a ball. I'm going to leave the girls' handles in the podcast information. Make sure you drop them a follow because they're an absolute scream and they're always having a skit on their stories. As usual, if you want to follow me and you want to get involved in the next episode of the podcast, I'm always putting out questions for upcoming episodes. So you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. My handle is @Podrick_WMC. But in the meantime, and until the next episode, thank you so much for listening to The Voice Note.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.